Believe me, being parents provides both exciting and challenging opportunities. If they'd only give us a book outlining step one, step two, step three, or if the child would come out of the same mold, have the same personality, how boring, and would be able to be treated the same way with the same words, the same instruction. But it doesn't work that way. Setting good examples and establishing appropriate boundaries around values that fit our faith and understanding of right and wrong can connect with one child while it doesn't connect with another child. We have two children. One seems to have a growing faith. The other doesn't believe God loves them at all. A challenge. We do need one another. It takes a global village to build a community of togetherness. And I want to challenge all of us to think hard about that this morning. We cannot do it on our own easily or readily. Henry Nouwen was a priest, professor, writer, and theologian, is now deceased, offered this important insight about how important it is to take seriously community as we take on important responsibilities. He writes, to live and serve and worship with others therefore brings us to a place where we come together and remind each other by our mutual interdependence. Notice that word, interdependence, that we are not God, that we cannot always meet our own needs, and that we cannot completely fulfill each other's needs. That is why parents who are members in the Church of the Brethren are encouraged to bring their children before the church to be presented in the Lord to the Lord in prayer. That's why we take vows. That's why we walk among the family. That's why we give a consecration brochure so you can see and remind and understand how important and maybe sometimes how difficult this journey will be. Let's very briefly revisit today's scripture and what we understand has happened here today in the consecration of Maddie and Emma. Now, Jesus had a high regard for children, as he does for all people. The culture that the parents of Jesus' time were a part of often did not think of the personhood of children. Parents were bringing their children to Jesus because they had heard something. They had experienced something. They wanted his kindness and his healing power that he had offered to others to be a part of their life. And this is why. According to the New Interpreter's Bible, the mortality rate of a newborn was 30% because of the terrors of disease, famine, and war. But hear this statistic. And even as children grew older, by 16 years of age, that mortality rate was closer to 60%. Parents wanted to have their children touched and blessed by Jesus in order to have their life spared. Now, it's not quite clear. Was it just to be generous of Jesus' time? Everybody was kind of crowding in around him. Or was there something else at work when they sternly, it says in this morning's scripture, sternly rejected the parents bringing their children to Jesus? But Jesus had a different response. We don't hear it in this morning's scripture, but we heard it in the scripture, in the brochure, and we hear it in Matthew's gospel. He was indignant, meaning angry or annoyed, for such unfair treatment. For Jesus saw children as persons in formation, persons who had value, should be loved and cared for in the best way possible. He directed, let the children come to me and don't stop them. I would hope we as a church family would say, let the children come to us and don't stop them. because we want to love them. And we want to teach them. And we want to be an example for them. Don't we? Today, Maddie and Emma were presented to Christ for recognition of their divine value and to remind us that they need the very best teaching and example and love from us as parents, their families, and church family for them to grow up and mature into followers of Jesus Christ. And this is where the gentle shepherd part comes into the picture. We are not perfect as individuals. You know that, don't you? We're not perfect as individuals. And you also know we're not perfect as a church. Because we're not perfect as individuals. But the church has been formed to be a means through which Christ can speak and act, can connect with the hearts and the minds of people, with the hearts and minds of our children, the hearts and minds of the people that surround us and come to believe because we believe. I open today by saying God is not dead. It's a video that's not easy to watch, folks, but it's worth every minute of your time because it helps us understand there is two worldviews. One is that God is dead, God doesn't make any difference, and one that God does live. God makes a great deal of difference, and life is more meaningful and full because God does live. But we know, and the reason we come together as community, I know, let me confess it, I know as a parent, I got tired and irritable and defensive and anxious and sometimes angry, and sometimes it just felt like I was losing control. And I wasn't even with our children very much at all because I had a very good spouse who loved me and supported me to work for the church. Paul said it'd be better that a person in the church that wanted to work for the church not be married because of how demanding and commanding it can be. But I had a wife who loved me and cared about me and cared about the calling that I was in, and she gave everything she had to make sure our children knew that I loved them and she loved them too. So we do need to have our hearts softened from time to time. We need to know forgiveness as reality. And we need to be reminded to whom we truly do belong so that our hearts can be softened and so our forgiveness can be real and grace can fill our needy lives. And that won't happen in the isolation or just the isolation of our homes. That'll happen here and it will happen in other locations. To the grandparents here, my grandparents were the most important people of my life. They loved me. They'd lie on their back with me and look at the clouds, and we would look at the design that would come out of those clouds. And they cared about me. And they reminded me that I was a person of value. So notice Jesus' words. Children are not seen as objects, but human beings in formation. He even accords them the right before their baptism to be acceptable to enter the kingdom of God. It is their innocence and perfected life that allows this offering. That is why the Church of the Brethren consecrate children and remind us all of our responsibilities to be witnesses and good examples of what the kingdom of God is like. For the church, that's us, folks. The church is a mini presence of God's kingdom here on earth. In our worship, in our acts of service, in our choices of speech, in home and church, we need to be reminded that our children and youth are watching. That's scary, isn't it? Or maybe not. With the help we give toward each other, we can be those witnesses and we can be those examples of what the kingdom of God is like. Hopefully, Emma and Maddie with Benjamin will grow up and make a choice. And we hope it'll be to recognize they're a part of the kingdom of God, with all the myriad of understandings they'll bring to that, a special recognition. But now notice a special caution that Jesus gives in today's text. And it's in all three of the texts that had to do with the children. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter into it. So our witness and our example is formed and shaped by becoming like little children. I think that means in our attitude, in our innocence, in our perfected life, and to work for the sustaining life of the church, not for ourselves, but because we are many kingdoms of God here on earth. To live in and fully the life worthy of our calling in Jesus Christ. So maybe we need to have a service where our children come and sit on our laps and gather around our feet and laugh and play among us so that we can learn to be childlike and open ourselves to say over and over again, "Here I am, Lord. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me for your kingdom's good." Thank you, Matt and Leah, for helping us once again by bringing your children before God to remember that Jesus is both firm and gentle as we walk together the kingdom of life here on earth. Thank you.